At the top of the news, Pope Benedict XVI has arrived in Croatia for his apostolic trip and is shortly going to the Croatian National Theater in Zagreb, where he will be meeting members of the country's political, civil, religious, and cultural worlds. Tracy McClure is in the Croatian capital with the Pope. We go live to her now. Good evening, Tracy.
Hi there, Robert. Yes, in fact, Pope Benedict has arrived. He arrived just moments ago to a standing ovation there. He's taken his place on the podium. And some 700 people have filled this elegant 19th century Viennese-style theater to capacity for this big event. One we expect to be one of the most enlightening on this two-day apostolic visit. Of course, not only are political, cultural, academic, and church leaders present here tonight to hear the Pope, but scientists and leaders of other Christian churches, including the Metropolitan of the Serbian Orthodox Church, and Jewish and Muslim leaders are also on hand to greet him this evening.
Can you tell us what are some of the things the Pope is likely to touch on in his speech to this group of persons?
Well, if you look at the Pope's speech to President Ivo Josipovic on his arrival Saturday, he mentioned this as being the 20th anniversary of Croatia's independence, also the eve of Croatia's full integration into the European Union. He urged Croatians to give generous and enthusiastic witness to their Christian heritage to help Europe rediscover this spiritual treasure. So I would expect him to make some reference to the Church's contribution to establishing the values on which the continent's legislative, its judicial, educational systems, and society are based today. I'd also look back, for example, to his speech to Croatia's new ambassador to the Holy See, Filip Vukac, where he pointed to the 19th century Jesuit scientist, poet, and mathematician, Ruder Boskovic. He pointed to him as being a model of coexistence of reason, science, and faith. Croatia's parliament, in fact, declared this the Boskovic year to remember the 300th anniversary of that Jesuit scholar. Boskovic also offers an example of the centuries-old closeness of the Croatian people with the Holy See, a very Catholic people. And it was Boskovic whom the Pope Benedict XIV called to Rome to help prepare to repair the cracks which had opened in Michelangelo's dome in St. Peter's Basilica. So I would expect that he would touch on a lot of these issues, and particularly this closeness of the Catholic Church to Rome, and of the Croatian people to Rome, the coexistence of science and faith.
Thank you very much, Tracy. The Holy Father is due to meet young people later this evening in the capital city for an evening prayer vigil, and you can check back for tomorrow for Tracy McClure's report. Tracy will be with us throughout the papal trip covering Pope Benedict XVI's apostolic trip to Croatia. Staying with this news, in 2003, Croatia applied for European Union membership. The signing of the accession treaty and the Croatian referendum are both expected to take place this year, and the country will likely become part of the EU in 2013. Father Damir Stojic is a priest who works closely with the country's young people. He spoke about the country's contribution to the EU in terms of religion.
I think right now, as a whole society, we're on the verge of entering the European community, right? And I think there's a certain part of Croatia, part of the Croatian church, which is a little bit skeptical towards that, you know, because we're afraid we're going to be immersed in that. I think that the church should stress the fact that we have so much good to bring into the European Union, and as such, we're going to be original. And we're going to add some spice to the European community, and that is our faith. That is our faith, our strong Christian roots. And I think our bishops and our church should emphasize that point, that we have something very, very specific to offer Europe, and we're going to be like yeast. Just like yeast is in bread, it makes the bread rise, right? That's where I think, because our young people go to church. You know, you will not see that in Western Europe. When you go to a typical mass and on Sundays, you will see more young people than older people. Our young people still go to confession. You know, confession lines are huge. Our young people are very open to the faith, and we have strong Christian Catholic roots. And I think that's where our bishops have to, and our church has to emphasize that, and we have to preserve that.